Hello?
Hello, William. I don't know what happened with our phone call there.
And it's not a very good place for reception, eh?
Okay. Would you like to go next door again, was it,
Pardon?
and give me a call back?
Pardon? Are you saying?
I said, would you like to go next door where you was the other day and give me a call back there?
Give you a call back.
Yeah,
From the police.
from that place that you give me that you rang me from the other day.
Right, I'll go in there this afternoon
Okay,
and call.
or obviously the call is okay now if you'd like to proceed.
Yes, I'm sitting outside now.
Okay, not a problem then, sir. Obviously, just with the call being cut off, William, can you just confirm your address for me and date of birth again, please?
It's 38 East Street, St. Mullins. My date of birth 16/11/1969.
Perfect, sir. Thank you. Just reminding you once again that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. Okay, William. So you're saying that that Wimbledon house wasn't a good place for you to be in.
I wasn't the worst, but a lot of shouting, that can getting shouted at.
Yeah, okay. And what was you shouted that a lot for?
Just for r nothing, really, nothing. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't as bad as Oak Bank School.
Yeah.
But I mean, it wasn't. That was just the assessment centre in Rimbleton House, and then went to Lynwood Hall. It's more not getting educated than that, eh?
Yeah. Okay. With obviously just going through Wimbledon House before we move on to Lynwood Hall and Oak Bank. With Wimbledon House, talk to me about, the abuse that you suffered here.
It's just a lot of getting shouted at, and that's what it really was shouted at and that all the time.
Okay, and did you get any? Did you get physically restrained at all? Anything like that?
Yes.
Okay. And when you was restrained, would it be unlawfully? Would they hurt you in any way?
Sometimes you get hurt. The two or three of them on you. It didn't happen much. I wouldn't say Rimbleton House is as bad as Oak Bank, though.
Yeah. Okay. Did you suffer any physical beatings at Wimbledon House?
No, beatings, just injuries, sore arms and that were getting restrained.
Okay. So with the injuries from the restraining, what injuries were they?
Just like sore arms and that, can arms up around your back and that.
Okay, and obviously being obviously yeah getting twisted up by your arms and
Right.
did they when restraining you did they pull their knees or elbows or anything like that in you
You get yes. Just I try and break you down there.
yeah.
And wasn't in Rimbleton House that long before I was moved to Lynwood Hall and leaving. Then I went to Oak Bank. Yeah, that was the worst place.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so yeah, I've got a little bit of information from Wimbledon House there. How was Lynwood Hall for you?
One at all. It was more. I'm not getting educated. I was just told to go away and dig trees out in the gardens and that. They had classrooms, but they never made me go to school.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not educated. Eh?
Yeah.
But in London Hall, I got fairy liquid squirted in my mouth for swearing one time. That was a residential school, but I was just a day pupil at that.
Yeah.
You know, they picked me up in the morning in my house and took me there. But I never got educated. There was no need to go to classes or that. They just showed me trees in the garden that were to be dug out and left me there digging trees.
Okay. So was it plants, trees and stuff, was it?
No, it was digging old trees down. It was a big estate, and there was a bit old trees that had been cut down. And then
yeah.
They just get me to dig the roots out, spend all day digging roots out.
Yeah.
Rather than going to classrooms. That's it. I mean, I was only putting the children care for them, no going to school, because I wasn't going to school. So they never made me go to school when I went to Linwood Hall either.
Yeah. And you'd also said that you had fairy liquid squirted into your mouth for
swearing. Fairy liquid squirted in my mouth for swearing.
Okay. Did you suffer any, you know, physical beatings or unlawful restraints here?
No, not in Linwood Hall, no.
Okay.
And my worst time was in Oak Bank in Aberdeen.
Yeah. Okay, well, moving on to Oak Bank then. Talk to me about your time in Oak Bank.
I didn't get a home leave for a while. They kept you in before you got a home leave. I got beaten there quite a few times. I kept running away after the beatings, eh?
Yeah, and who was you getting physically beat by? Was it the children there or the staff?
And staff, yeah, staff.
And how often would this happen?
It didn't happen a lot. Maybe once every couple of months or something like that. Just if you had problems, then you'd get a beat.
Okay.
And it happened a lot. It happened a lot at night with the night staff.
Okay, and did you say that it happened once a month?
Yes, but once, just say every couple of months, 1 or 2 months. And I'd always run away after it, eh?
Yeah, okay. And when you ran away and was, you know, brought back to the facility, did you suffer any punishment or anything?
The punishment was you didn't get home leave again.
Yeah.
Punishment was you didn't get to go home. I mean, there was one time I had two black eyes. That's a bit. They said it was due to me struggling.
And that was the staff that blamed it on your struggling, was it?
And they said it was me struggling, that's an injury, of course.
Okay. So you suffered physical beatings from the staff members. After you suffered beatings, you'd run away. This mainly happened at night by the staff, by the night staff, and happened every couple of months.
Yeah.
At one point, you had two black eyes, and the staff would blame it on yourself for
struggling.
Yeah, but I have mentioned there, obviously, but no child should have to suffer living like that in a supposed trusted care facility.
Mm-hmm.
The punishment I'd suffer when returning to Oak Bank was that I wasn't awarded any home leave, which you know, I'd assume would mess with your mental health, of course. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to share about Oak Bank, sir?
No, that's about it.
Okay. What about in terms of, you know, your food or clothing, anything like that? Was you neglected of any food? Was it teased with in any way?
Was it what?
Was it teased in any way? So did any of the kids, you know, try and tamper or make you miss out with any food or the staff members?
No. And you didn't get really much to eat. But they didn't tamper with my food, I don't think.
Yeah. Okay, so when you're saying that you didn't get much to eat, what is it that you mean by that?
Well, just you'd get, like, a lot less than some other and other guys that was in there.
Yeah.
After I'm not sure. I mean, I'm maybe just thinking along the lines at the time. But I was affected me all the Oak Bank school and that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in and out of prison all my life now, institutionalized.
Yeah, I understand.
It's affected my mental health. But...
Okay.
Forget the forms and that. I'll be able to put more detail what happened.
Well, with the forms that we send out, William, with the forms that we send out, I already type a little bit of a brief statement for
right.
you.
Right.
But what happens is, further down in the process, once we've got all your records and stuff back, one of my colleagues, she specialises in dealing with the witness statements, so basically just expanding on what I've already detailed for you. They'll ask you questions and go into a lot more detail and
right.
add anything that, you know, you remember or
all right,
missed.
Okay.
And they'll put that into a professional witness statement for you to then look over. You'll be able to look over this witness statement, sign it, and then we can
send
that with a final admission. So you will have a second chance to you know, go through things.
All right, that's fine.
Okay, William. So, yeah, obviously, you've mentioned about the physical beatings that I mentioned briefly. Obviously, yeah, you know, you wasn't awarded any home leave when returning to Oak Bank once you'd run away. And then I've also put the food here I describe as disproportioned. I'd see other kids getting more food than I did. And to me, that wasn't fair at all. Is there anything else that you'd like me to add at this stage?
No, that's fine.
No, okay, that's perfect, William. Okay, what I'm going to do for yourself then is I'm going to send these forms out to you via email.
Right.
And you'll also get a text as well. So once I send these documents out to yourself, William, you'll receive a link. You click the link on your phone, and it'll bring up the documents for you.
Okay.
And then all you do is you just go through the documents, and at the bottom of the screen, it'll say there's 4 or 5 required fields to sign. If you click that yellow box, it will take you to the box that needs signing.
Right.
But what I can do, if obviously to help you through it, is I can send them whilst I'm on the phone to yourself, and I can talk you through it if you want.
And I'll be okay if you just send them.
Okay, not a problem. Based on what you've told me as well, William, there's 2 types of payments that we can go for. One of them is the fixed payment of £10,000. So that's just a fixed award, regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. But there's an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed independent panel. And they look at the level of abuse that you've suffered. They look at the witness statements. They look at the support and evidence that we'll provide. So I'd like to put you forward for the individually assessed payment, if that's okay.
Aye.
Okay, perfect. And just need to ask, William, have you received any relevant payments from criminal injuries in regards to the abuse that you've suffered in care?
No.
No, okay. And what convictions is it that you have?
What convictions do I have?
Yeah.
Theft, assault, and things like this.
Okay. Have you ever spent 5 or more years in prison for a single conviction?
I got 5 years. Well, no, 4 years.
No. Okay, then. That's fine. So you've never been convicted of murder, attempted murder,
no.
Rape, or sexual assault?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, not a problem. All right, so what I'll do is I'll send out these forms to you, as well as the part 1, part 2 of the application. You'll also receive in these documents to sign, you'll receive a client care letter, which is just basically a hi and welcome from ourselves, and this is what we do for you.
Right.
There's the conditional fee agreement, which just basically breaks down our percentage of what we'll take from the award, which, as a reminder, is 16% plus VAT. So it's a capped percentage of 19.2%. And then there's also a letter of authority as well. So that basically letter of authority is you just give us the right to act on your behalf so we can obtain all the relevant records.
Okay.
As well as them forms, William, I'll also need, as I said, proof of identity from yourself. So proof of identity and proof of address. Are you okay to send them via email at all? Do you know how to do that?
Can I not send it by mail?
We don't, unfortunately. We're a paperless company.
My partner, I'll ask her to send it by email.
Yeah, okay, perfect. I'll send you a separate email just with the request of the proof of identity and proof of address. And it'll give you a list of what we accept, and then your partner can just reply to that. Okay, William. So I'll get these forms sent out to you in the next couple of minutes, and if you by any chance get round to them today and are able to sign them, I can send off your application today and we can get the ball rolling, okay?
All right,
William. Is there any questions for me at all?
No, that's it. Fine.
Okay, well, I'm only a phone call away if anything pops into mind.
Yeah.
I'll be in touch with you shortly, okay?
Right, perfect.
No worries, William. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.